This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.
Kia ora, assalamu alaikum and hello friends. Welcome to Global Kids with Khaled on ORFM Youth Zone, where we explore the world together through stories, adventures and smiles.
Assalamu alaikum and kia ora everyone. Welcome back to another exciting episode of Global Kids with Khaled. Today, I have a super special guest. Not only he's one of the coolest people I know, but he's also like family to us. He used to live right here in Dunedin, but now he's living in the big city life. In Sydney, Australia. He has an amazing job. He is a great community leader, and most importantly, he's the best tour guide ever. When we visited Sydney a few months ago, he took us to the Blue Mountains, treated us to the yummiest Pakistani food, and even made Mama and Baba try prawn for the first time, which was so funny to watch. I'm talking about none other than Umar, uncle. Welcome to the show.
Walaikum salam and kia ora, Khaled. Thank you very much for having me, and thank you very much for such a wonderful introduction. And it's a privilege and honor to be part of this show. Thank you.
Oh, you too. Umar, uncle, we missed you so much. And you miss Ayman, Khala, Ishal, and Zohan too. Ishal was my best friend, and when she moved to Sydney, she gave me so many books and stationery that I still haven't used all of them. But today, we're not just talking about missing friends. We're going to have an amazing episode with fun discussions, exciting games, and maybe even a few surprises. Let's get started.
Sure, looking forward to it. And by the way, we miss you as well. We miss you all and everybody in Dunedin, and especially your Baba. Your Baba was my best friend as well, and Ishal miss you too. So we miss you all as well.
Yeah, us too. So Umar, uncle, you lived in both New Zealand and Australia. Let's compare them and see how different or similar they really are. What's the biggest difference between New Zealand and Australia?
Okay, so that's a very interesting question. New Zealand and Australia, the biggest difference is, if I would define New Zealand, I will define New Zealand as a small country, one of the cleanest country with one of the beautiful and the warmest and the kindest people. And Australia is just like New Zealand, but at a very much bigger scale. It's big, It's enormous, and slightly complex, because of its big population, so things are not that straightforward sometimes. But overall, the biggest difference between New Zealand and Australia is that New Zealand is the small sibling or younger sibling Australia. That's how I define it, with more kind and with more kindness and with more cleanliness.
Yeah, I totally agree.
Australia is clean, but New Zealand is the cleanest country. Australia is great, but New Zealand is the greatest country in the world. That's what I believe. And so I think, and that is because of the size.
Yeah, I totally agree. And I do understand that Australia is a bit complex. Yeah, New Zealand is a bit small. Yeah, that's a big difference. What's one thing that makes New Zealand special?
New Zealand, there are so many things. The most important thing is the people. People of New Zealand, they are really kind, really warm, really supportive, motivating. And and they just absorb you like they are. For example, if there is a new person come into the community or town, they just absorb that person or accept that person straight away. So, and then that person becomes part of the family. So that is the most beautiful thing about New Zealand. And also, New Zealand is the most beautiful country in the world. It has the most beautiful scenery, sightseeing. I think probably it's truly the eighth wonder of the world, because it's an untouched beauty. And natural landscape, sea, oceans, everything. It's so beautiful. And it's very clean. If you compare New Zealand with any other country in the world,
yeah,
it's probably the cleanest country in the world. So that all these things makes New Zealand really special, and it's the I think the best place to be a child, to live in a yeah I think it's best place for the kids, and if you are growing up in New Zealand as a kid, you are probably having the best childhood ever.
Yeah, I totally agree. And I like how you said that it's really beautiful, but it's also one of the eight wonders. Yeah, I didn't know that. What do Australians and New Zealanders have in common?
I think the biggest, I would say, commonality or the things which are common are kindness. Australians are very kind, slightly more straightforward. I wouldn't say straightforward. I mean, Kiwis are also straightforward, but New Zealanders are very diplomatic and very, you know, they try to put a very soft wrapper around everything, or they try to make things look nicer. Even if they are talking about a very difficult having a difficult conversation. But in Australia, I think people are slightly more straightforward. And yes, so, but overall, they are the same people, same kind people, supportive people.
Yeah, I thought the same thing when I went to Australia. It felt really similar since you were here with us. Which place has better food? But you gotta be honest.
Sorry, can you ask this question again, please?
Which place has the better food, New Zealand or Australia? But you have to be honest.
I think the honest answer is Sydney. Sydney has got the best food in the world.
Well, I would say yes too. When I went to Sydney, it had very yummy food. And New Zealand has some things that Sydney doesn't, but overall, it's pretty same to me.
Okay, I think the food is good in New Zealand as well, but in Sydney, you get better quality. Not better quality. You get more variation. That is the important part. So you will find, I think, probably all kind of food which is available all around the world in just one place. So that's Sydney for you. It's like a mini world. That's how I describe it. It's a United Nations, just like a United Nations, where you can actually have everyone and a lot of cuisines and food from different parts of the world that is available in Sydney. So from my and it's so multicultural. New Zealand is also very multicultural, but because of its small size, you don't have much options. But in Australia, I think because of the population, especially in Sydney, you will find all kind of food. So that makes Sydney really special.
Yeah, I mean too. I agree. Well, New Zealand, in Dunedin, New Zealand, we don't really find like the same things. We have to look so long for just boba tea or something like you can find in Sydney or Australia straight away. Do Aussies and Kiwis sound the same when they speak, or is there a big difference?
I think largely similar, but New Zealand has a very particular accent. So from that perspective, I would say they are not 100% similar. They are largely similar, but I think New Zealand has a very distinct accent, and that makes New Zealand unique. And but overall, I think it's similar accent. And if you are a Kiwi, you will not find any difficulty in, you know, adapting to Australian accent sometimes, most of the time.
Yeah, Australia pretty much felt the same. It just felt like going to a different city, but a city that's really big and has lots of malls and stuff.
Yes. Okay. One more point. Can I interrupt here? That regarding the food, New Zealand has a great quality of food. The good thing about New Zealand is that if there is a food option, which is really good, you don't have to struggle a lot to find it. There are limited number of options, and only the business which have great service and great quality of food and great taste, they can survive. Otherwise, people, the word of mouth, it's really hard to keep the same reputation. So from that perspective, I would say New Zealand, finding food options in New Zealand or identifying the food options which are good was easier. In Australia, you have same, I mean, 50 different outlets of the same kind of food. So you don't know which particular outlet or which particular franchise has got the best food, because it depends from, you know, the place to place, chef to chef, restaurant to restaurant. So like, so that's, I think that's a struggle I sometimes feel, because you are so tempted to eat something, but when you go and try it, you find, oh, it's not that great. But then you have to think about another place, and then you do some research, and then you always try to find the best. So that's a struggle. But the good thing is that we have got a lot of options in Sydney, and we have got a lot of good food in New Zealand. So similar and not so similar.
Yeah, I agree. I totally agree. When we're outside, we have to like move into different places just to find different like good food. But yeah, I definitely agree. Sydney has lots of varieties of food. Would you ever move back to New Zealand, and why or why not?
I will move to New Zealand at any given point of time. Why? Because New Zealand is the best country in the world, and I think New Zealand is always and will always be my home. And we still have our house in Auckland, and that is very close to my heart. And so, simple answer is yes, I would always be ready and keen to move to New Zealand. But and why? Because as I said, it's a most beautiful place, kind people. And look, Hirat is there. So, and you are the best friend of Ishal, and you're just like my daughter. And your dad, your mother is like my sister, and your dad is also like my brother and my best friend. So, because of the people and the friends that we have, and also the beauty, and also
And the big
the
community.
environment. Exactly, community. It's always I always have this in my mind that at some point we will go back to New Zealand. And that's one thing. And it's a very good place when you are actually grown up and you are sorted in your life, and you don't have your professional ambitions. Then I think New Zealand is a good place to just have a very quality time, and just relax and have a quality time and spend time with family. So have I answered your question, or is there anything else which I have missed?
No, you
Okay,
haven't missed anything.
perfect.
All right, Omar Uncle, get ready for some tricky riddles. A crazy would you rather game and the fastest rapid fire round ever. We just switched because we have to have some fun. Let's see how smart you are. You have 10 seconds to answer each riddle. Actually, I'll give you a minute to each do each riddle because they might be hard. What can travel around the world while staying in the same place?
Time or sun?
Well,
Look, okay, I need to confess here. I'm not very good in riddles. I can tell you my result will be 0 out of 10. But anyways, I can still try. So what can travel around the world without
without like while staying in the same place.
travel around the world while staying in the same place? Sorry. Yeah.
Okay, I can give you a hint. I don't know how I can give you it. It's like something you usually put on papers, and it's really important.
Date?
And
No.
no. It starts with S.
Travel around the world while
Staying in the
staying in
same
the same
place.
place, and it's on papers. I am not that smart. I think I probably will not be able to meet your expectations here. I'm sorry.
It's fine. I can
I give
tell
up.
you.
Yes, please.
It's a stamp.
A
A stamp.
stamp. Oh, right. Okay, that's very good. You're right. That's right. Okay.
Yeah,
I
let's see if you
understand.
can
Excellent.
let's see if you can get these ones. What has hands but can't clap?
What has hands but can clap? Law? Police?
No, it
You
can't. It can't
can't get
clap.
out of the hands of the law if you break a law. So law does have hands, but they don't clap. I mean, I'm being so philosophical, but I don't know. Sorry, I'm
I'll give you a hint.
okay.
It has numbers around it. That's the biggest hint I can give you.
It has numbers around it. So what has a hand but does not clap? clock?
As hands. Yeah, a clock. Yes.
Okay. Okay. Finally, I am thinking positively. Yes. Cool. Another one or?
Yeah, but now we're gonna do the rapid fire round where
Okay.
you have like 3 seconds to answer each question, and I'll say anything like Sydney or Dunedin, okay? Go. Sydney or Dunedin? Quickly, yeah, only have 3 seconds.
Okay, can we do a start over? Let's do it from beginning. Okay.
Okay. 3, 2, 1, go. Sydney or Dunedin?
Dunedin.
Mountains or beaches?
Beaches.
Cricket or football?
Cricket.
Chai or coffee?
Chai.
Cats or dogs?
Dogs.
Eat biryani for every meal or never eat biryani again?
Never eat biryani again. But there is a story. Do you know that story?
No.
When I got married to Emma's auntie, the first thing she cooked was biryani. And she cooks world's best biryani. Next day, she cooks biryani. Then the following day, she again cooks biryani. After a week, I asked her, "It's very good. You cook really good biryani. You don't have to work that hard every day. Let's eat some other thing tomorrow, like a khichdi, dal chawal, or some chicken curry or something." She said, "I can only cook biryani. That's what I only know how to cook. So that's I only know. That's what I only know from a cooking perspective." And I was like, "Oh, really?" And then I had to eat biryani at least for a full 1 year, daily.
I feel it. Oh,
So
I
so now you understand it?
yeah, I understand it,
So I
but
love biryani. I love biryani, but I really don't want to eat biryani anymore.
because you've been eating it for a year.
Yes, and I was completely satiated, and I was like, I'm not gonna eat biryani ever again. But don't tell this to Eman Auntie, Eman Khana.
No, I won't
Right?
tell.
Yes, because sometimes when I ask her to try something else. And I mean, she tried a lot and now she cooks really well. But in the beginning, when she was trying different dishes or different cuisines, if something is not done really well, I still had to eat it and I had to appreciate it. And then I used to ask her, "No, it's fine. Can you please cook biryani again?" And I like biryani because the other option is still not very good.
Oh, I understand it. I can't eat biryani for one day because I don't like, for some reason, I don't like, I just like normal rice. And the last question. Snowy winter or super hot summer?
I
Quickly.
don't. I cannot stand with both of these two seasons, but it's snowy
Okay.
winters. It's snowy winters.
Okay, good. What's one piece of advice for kids who have to move into a new country or city, like how you moved from New Zealand to Sydney?
To kids or to adults or to everyone in general?
Just two kids.
Okay, for kids, I think Sydney is very exciting, very happening, and very busy place. So it's good when you from a Sydney perspective, when you come to Sydney, I think the most important thing is that you start to build your friend circle. I mean, when you go to school, in New Zealand, people are generally very friendly. Kids are generally very friendly. In Sydney, people are also equally friendly, but you need to approach them sometimes because people are, I mean, stays in their limited circles sometimes. And until you don't go and talk to them or don't interact with them, they probably will not be talking to you or they sometimes don't talk to you. Not everyone is like that, but sometimes it happens. So for the kids, it is important to talk to the people. It's important to, I would say, join the groups like swimming classes or some karate classes, some music classes, so you can interact with people so that you can make friends quickly. Because sometimes the difference between Australia and New Zealand, that in New Zealand, friends comes to you. In Australia, you need to go to the people to be their friend. That's the difference. So this is the difference. But the good thing is that if even if you don't have many friends, there are a lot of activities in Sydney, in cities like Sydney. So you can do a lot of stuff. So if you like painting, music, karate, swimming, just keep yourself busy. And when you are doing really well, and when you are in those kind of classes, you automatically start having or building your network and start building friends, making new friends. So that's important, because especially about Sydney, whenever you are moving to a new place, you need to have a good, strong friend circle around you. That is important. And I mean, kids normally have their parents as well, but in school and other tuition classes, it is important to have good friends, especially in a place like Sydney, because they are your support when you are growing up in a big city like this. So that's what I would like to advise to kids. Otherwise, I think it's largely similar. New Zealand and I think Sydney, there is not much difference other than the big population.
Yeah, I totally agree. I know New Zealand, it's pretty easy, but I would agree with you if I went to Sydney. Oh, my uncle, this was so much fun. Did you enjoy being on the show?
Yes, I really enjoyed talking to you. And there is one more question. I think let me recall. During this rapid fire, what was the third or fourth question you asked?
I asked you cricket or football.
Okay.
Or coffee.
And what was the last question before you start the rapid fire round? Just before the rapid fire round, what was the last question?
The riddle? Oh, no, not the riddle.
No. Before the riddle.
Before the riddle, it was, if you were to win Australia, what was the first thing I should do? No, it was, would you ever move back to New Zealand?
Yes. So that, I said, yes, I would love to move back to New Zealand. But my message to young generation, especially kids like you, who are growing up and soon to start high school and after that a university. So my advice and suggestion to all the young kids, I wouldn't say kids, I think young adults who are starting their university journey or their practical life, they should work in a market like Sydney or New York or Melbourne, especially New York and Sydney, I would rate, because they are comparable. Because these markets are fast-paced, highly competitive, highly rewarding, and your growth and learning trajectory is exceptionally fast in these locations. I still regret that why I did not start my career in Sydney, or I did not come here early in my career, because when you are young, you are more energetic. You can learn faster. You can compete more. You can, grow more. So New Zealand is good when you have when you are 45 or 50 years old with a family and have got all the stability. Then you can take all your investment into New Zealand, and then you can live a happy and content life, because it's not so fast paced. New Zealand is laid back. New Zealand is very relaxed. And I would not recommend the young people and young adults who are starting their university life or starting their practical life or professional life to work in a country which is slow and simple and not so complex. Yes, New Zealand gives you a lot of good experience, but I think it is, since it is the best country in the world, we should leave this country till our last phase, or I would say till our later age of our life. So this, when we are stable, settled, and you know, already established ourselves and are financially independent. So Sydney is good and is more, from a opportunity perspective, is a better place for the young people. So because they are energetic and they can contribute better and they can learn better and they can grow better, they can earn more, they can stabilize, they can be financially independent. So it's a big market. It's always, it's just like you are swimming in a small swimming pool and you are swimming in an ocean. This is the difference between a Sydney and a small city. And it's, even in a lot of Australian cities are not even close to the fast-paced life of Sydney. So yes, work-life balance is good, but that is when you are 40 plus or 50 plus in your life, then you can look for those kind of lifestyle. But before that, when you're young, you got to work and you got to learn, you got to progress, you got to earn more, become financially independent, make as much money as possible, and then enjoy your life with your kids, with families, with everyone.
That's such great advice. And I like how you said that you should be at least like 40 to 50. That was really good. And you should do more when you're little. And thank you to all of our listeners. Don't forget to like, share, and follow Global Citizens Kids for some more episodes. Until next time, Alafis, and Alafis to Umar Uncle.
Thank you, Alafis.
Alafis.
Thank you for exploring the world with me on Global Kids with Skidit on ORFM Youth Zone. Join me for more adventures next time. You can find our podcasts on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and on oar.org.nz. This is Skidit signing off. Kia ora, alafis, and goodbye.
This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.